We praise you. We give you glory tonight. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the body of Christ. Thank you for the faithful, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for those that'll come, get what they need, and give it away. We thank you for it, Lord. We bless you. And Father, we just thank you for this time with you right now. You're going to do something special. And I thank you for it. I thank you for it. Thank you, Lord. Actually walked into the restroom a minute ago and the Lord spoke to me and said, before spring break, I'm going to bless you with something. I have no idea what that is or what that means, but you ought to just take that too. Before spring break. So that's what, a month away? Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I want to play something for you. Thank you, Jesus. See if I can get this going right.
Sam, this is Mac Hamlin. You don't need
Hold on.
To call me back.
Let me start it over.
Wanted to thank you for... Hey, Roxanne. This is Mac Hamlin.
Can you hear it?
You don't need to call me back. I just wanted to thank you for a special gift you sent to our global church planting vision. I'm excited to have you all partnering with us, and I believe with you that you're planting seed in good soil that'll produce a harvest of blessing. Thank you again. God bless you.
Isn't that awesome? Now, you know, this is a man who ministers to thousands of people, and he took time out to personally call us. What a blessing. What a blessing. It's just so awesome. Well, hey, do y'all have that picture? Okay, hold on. Drum roll. Okay, so you remember Sunday I was preaching about heaven and I told y'all what my yard would probably look like in heaven? Well, Mac found a picture. Go ahead and show it. It's perfect. I know two of them have a red barn like that too. Absolutely. Thank you for that, Mac. It was awesome. Let's go to Psalm 23 verse 6. Praise the Lord. We're going to have a little word and then we're going to pray together concerning this fast that we're on. Is it going well for you? It's going well for me. It's all is well with it. It's never hard when you do what God wants you to do. So praise the Lord. The flesh shouldn't be in control. Amen. All right. Psalm 23:6. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now let me read you another version. Surely are only goodness, mercy, and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life, and through the length of my days, the house of the Lord and his presence shall be my dwelling place. So I want you to notice in that second version, which I actually went and looked up and it fits here, unfailing love. And that's the title of the word tonight, unfailing love. And so this is actually more correct because the word here says, his goodness and mercy. Well, mercy is hesed. And Miss Jones knows how to pronounce that better than me. She actually lived in Israel. Because I can't. Hey, we've come a long way. Remember, we used to call it hasid. So Brother Copeland took him a while to figure it out. But then when Billy went to Israel, I mean, connected all this for us. But anyway, so we'll call it hesed just for what we need to. But hesed, as you all know, it's God's love in action. He's moving toward us. God is always always working and moving and chasing and coming after us. And it's unfailing, meaning it's not going to stop. And it's not going to quit. And it's always going to win. And so we need to really be thinking about in these days that we, as we live in his presence, that we have this unfailing love surrounding us right here with us. So, unfailing love, is with you as you dwell in his presence for the rest of your days. Unfailing love. Now, you know 1 Corinthians 13:8. Love never fails. So here we see it again. Love is not failing. It says, but whether there be prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish. Love never fails. It'll never cease. Now, the gifts of the Spirit, when we get to heaven, they can cease. Because we're going to live in the glory realm anyway. So the gifts don't have to come necessarily through people. You're just going to be in it all the time. Plus, there's no sickness or disease to get rid of. You're not going to have to be delivered from anything. Amen. All you got to do is when you get there is you're going to work on your soul, because you're going to be so wow, especially when you see all my poodles and mooses, meese, moose, whatever. And so, but no, on a serious note, you're just going to be getting over yourself for a little while. You will. Yeah. You will, because it is so, there's so much love. There's so much wonder. There's so much beauty. And even though you've learned and you've been in a good tribe, because you know that Jesus made you worthy, and you don't have to feel condemned. You don't need to have any of that. We were just talking about that today in the office, that we don't have to stay in a bad place all the time. But when you get to heaven, you still will feel like you've felt a little short of the glory in your soul, in not your spirit, in your soul. But as you dip into the water, as you get into the river, as you eat the leaves, the fruit of the trees, and do whatever you do there, you'll grow into these places where you'll actually feel better about yourself. And this is just the truth. You can read this in the scriptures. You can understand these kind of things. But right now, while we're here, we're using those gifts. But in the middle of these gifts, love is the most powerful force that exists. The most powerful. And so, love is going to continue. Why? Because God is love. And we're going to get to that in just a minute. Now, 1 John 4:8 says, he who does not love does not know God, for God is love. So he doesn't just have love, he is love. It's his essence, it's who he is. He is hesed. He is a committed being who only does good and who's looking after you or wants to look after you. So God is love, so love is God. A equals B. Either way, that's who God is. He is love. And love never fails because God never fails. So we're being chased around by this unfailing love. It's all around us. He has this love for us. 1 John 1:5 says, then this is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. So if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in the darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Because you're in partnership with him, you have it. Now, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have partnership one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. So in that fellowship, we keep having this cleansing. Keep having this cleansing as we're fellowshipping with God, this unfailing love. It's like waves coming in that keep splashing on you all the time, or river water that's moving. It keeps refreshing you and restoring you and healing you if you'll receive it. He's offering it if you'll receive it. Amen. So now, 1 John 1:5, then this is the message that we've heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. We talk about this a lot. Okay. So God is love and God is light. God is love. God is light. So then love is light. Right? Okay. And love never fails. Light never fails. God never fails. So look, it's essential in our time in this day that if we're going to change atmospheres, we need to understand some things. We're called to be atmosphere changers, are we? Amen. So we are to, with the motive of love, receive what we need from the kingdom of God in the spirit and in this world and build a road or a path from the unseen to the seen. Is that our job? Be blessed to be a blessing. Be anointed to release it. Love so that we receive love so we can love, right? It's not about it. We're not the Dead Sea, church. The river runs on. It comes in us and through us. We're a pipeline. Amen. Praise the Lord. So the kingdom, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So one of the ways that we're going to bring unseen to seen, this is not new to you, but if you'll walk with me, we'll get refreshed on some things. Praying, saying, declaring, of course, are ways that we are going to move the kingdom into this seen world. Not new to you, but you get that. And here's the other one. Walking in love. Walking in love. You're walking in love, and this will facilitate the kingdom coming into this realm. The love of God in you can change an atmosphere. Your reaction to what goes on around you could make all the difference in the world. You could be the most grouchiest person at the checkout stand. Come on, can turn around. Are the waitress. I'm telling you. I kind of experienced that today. We didn't even talk about this. But our waitress was kind of for right when we started. And then we bowed our heads to pray. And then she's, do y'all need anything else? We just broke the atmosphere. We changed the atmosphere. And sometimes they're having a bad day just like anybody else. Now, it's really bad for a waitress to have a bad day because they work on tips. Yeah. So I'm always want to help them and say, you know, let's pray for them because they need a change right now. And sometimes we'll gift them heavily to maybe help their day or something, you know. But you know what I'm saying. But you can actually change an atmosphere. How you react in here to the worship service, how you react when you're coming into the coffee shop, whatever it is, how you're reacting to what goes on in your life will change the atmosphere. It can break up the hate and the bitterness. But listen to this. You don't have to conjure up love. You don't have to. Well, I better love. Well, I better try to love. Well, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. No? No? Listen. We know that God is a spirit, right? Everybody here? So he's operating at what? Light speed up. Am I right? So we also know from Einstein's theory that his theory of time dilation, that if you were to speed up to the speed of light, you would disappear. Now, not that you wouldn't exist, but you would disappear if you were at light speed. That's just the time dilation. That's exactly what would happen. Okay. So you walking with me? God is light. If you were to speed up. Okay. So God and his kingdom, the angels right now that are in here right now, you can't see them, but they're here because they're light speed up. They're in the kingdom right now, light speed up. There's however many of us are in here. Everybody, I think, you at least have two. And then I know there's two particular ones that stand in here when we're here all the time. And then there's one that helps me preach. And then I have my personal guardian. I know that. And so you're like, oh, you don't know that. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. Because I have the Spirit of God and I can see in the unseen. But here's the thing. We can't see with our physical eyes, but we know that heaven is light speed up. So what we need then is a vehicle to carry us into light speed. To go where no man has ever gone. Live long and prosper. Okay. So, but truth, I'm joking, but I'm really not, because vehicles are important. We all like music. I don't think there's anyone in here that doesn't like music. Okay. Probably online. You probably all like music, but music is not worship. It's a vehicle for worship. So when you play in the anointing, you can't tell the difference. But if you're just playing to be good, if you're just doing it all just to do it out of your flesh, it's not accomplishing anything for the kingdom. If you're just singing for your own glory, it doesn't do any good. But you know when we can worship is when a song is anointed. And you can pick up that the singer has stepped into that place and they're singing, or the preacher is preaching in the anointing. How do you know something's anointed? You can tell. You can tell real easy whether something's anointed or not. And so that music would be a vehicle to get into worship. All right, so, but it's really who's worshiping. Okay, you got that? It's really that you're worshiping. When you're up there playing, you could just be playing, but you could just be worshiping. Praise the Lord. Okay, so here's some things that we need to understand. I believe that love is the vehicle. Love is the vehicle to take you to the kingdom of God. Love is light, and light travels. Okay? And light travels fast. I'm told, and I'm about to go there and find out, that in Europe they have trains that are way faster. Do they? You've been all over Europe. The trains are a lot. When we were there before, we didn't even get on a train. We didn't need to. But we're this time, we're going to travel by train. And there's just inner city trains, and they're kind of slow. But there's trains that go, what, over 200 miles an hour, I understand. They're fast trains. Well, love is a way faster train than 200 miles an hour. We're talking light speed up. Love can move you into atmospheres and realms so that you can be creative in the things of God. I hope you just got that. This is not sci-fi. This is just the truth about the realms that we live in. So love connects us on both sides. See, look, church, you're sitting here right now with a higher influence. You have a higher influence that can sustain you, and it can also be imparted to other people that need it.
Yeah. Amen.
You just gotta let it out. And it'll come out if you're in the vehicle of love. If love is working, immediately you're gonna change an atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Well, no. See, here's the thing. You have a choice. Mm-hmm. And we'll just use, since we all gather here together a couple times a week, when you walk through the door, you can make a choice. You can either come in grumpy and mad, or you can come in and get in the vehicle of love and be friendly and smile and say, hey, and how you doing? And praise the Lord. And it's going to be your choice, because everything is choice driven. Okay. Now, so God is light. He doesn't do darkness. He doesn't do it. God is light, and in him is no cancer at all. Okay? There's no cancer. There's no diabetes. There's no trouble, no sorrow, no disaster of any kind in God. That's all coming from the enemy. Yes, it is. So, if you're going to work with him, you'll have to walk then in the light. And the light of the fact that he is good. All right. So we see that we need love because it's the vehicle that connects us with the speed of God, eternity, timelessness. Okay. Because that's where miracles happen. Water turned to wine. How? Time. Time sped up. How did Peter walk on the water? Molecules changed. Probably has something to do with time there too. Miracles happen in these times. The dead being raised. That's absolutely, listen, when someone was dead for 4 days and then got raised up, I don't know. I think time had to run backwards on that or something. Some way that something had to happen. But miracles happen when you get up into that place, into that realm where things are different, where God is moving. I mean, he could speed up someone's body really easy. That's how miracles happen. That's how creative miracles happen. Y'all get this. Amen. And so this is where we want to live, particularly as we're walking into this awakening of God. We're walking in this love. We're living in these vehicles. I mean, this vehicle. So, blind eyes opening, that's skipping time. Poof. Yeah. Someone can see. Praise the Lord. So, now when we see that we need to participate in light to get our job done, and we do see that. We cannot believe dark things and get the job done. You can't believe the dark things. You can't sit on the dark side. I think I was actually listening to Pastor Mac. Imagine that. And he was talking about, do not be unequally yoked with people. You need to be equally yoked with people. It doesn't mean you don't love people. It doesn't mean that you don't go have Thanksgiving with your family. It doesn't mean that. But what it means is if you're walking daily with someone who's on the dark side and they're feeding darkness to you, this could be trouble. And so what you want to do is you want to make sure you walk in the light and you have companions that are like-minded like you are, and it makes life a lot easier. So you, and if people are believing dark things, you don't want to believe that with them. Now, on the other hand, light pushes darkness out. And so from the vehicle you're sitting in, not filling your tank with the darkness, but you're pushing light out to people, they get enlightened. They will get enlightened when you say, when you pray Ephesians 1, 16 through 23 over them, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. And you begin to pray that over people. Somebody must have prayed that over me in 1987. Somebody must have. Because as soon as I finished praying, within 24 hours, I found Brother Copeland who told me the truth. Before that, we didn't have a clue. We thought God was beating us up and whooping us and we were bad. And man, we was the scum of the earth. I'm telling you. That's what we would say. We say, well, we're bad and we know we're bad. That's what we would say. We didn't know any better. But boy, he enlightened us. And the light turned on and everything began to change. 4 years down the road, we're already in leadership. God just started moving on that. That light came and we stayed in that vehicle. Praise the Lord, and we still are. Okay, so, but you can't be believing dark things. So, walk in the light, and dark will be removed from your path. Now, we're talking about Ephesians. In Ephesians 3, Paul prays something over us. He prayed that we would have a working knowledge of love. A working knowledge of love. Okay, so, a working knowledge is like this. The difference between riding on a jet to Hawaii or flying the jet to Hawaii. When I'm on that plane, we've been over there twice, I'm just flying in the seat, but I don't know what they're doing in the cockpit. But the pilot does. The pilot has a working knowledge of how we're going to get to Hawaii. All I have to do is order my drink and eat those little biscotti things and, right? Amen. You get a apple juice or a Coke or something, and but not in these 21 days we don't. But anyway, but we don't have to, but when it comes to love, you want a working knowledge of it. You want a working knowledge of this unfailing love. And so it says there to know the breadth and the length and the depth and the height. That's how he explains it when he's talking about it there. So this is how it works. It works like light. love works like light. Light will spread out, go far, go deep, go high, and you can't stop it. Yesterday when I woke up, the sky was pink. Did y'all see that? Anybody see this pink sky? I mean, I just had to go start opening the shutters. I was like, look at the pink sky. Did you know that I probably could have slept longer, but I couldn't stop that sun from coming up? That light came anyway. I couldn't stop it. And neither could you. You couldn't stop the love. You couldn't stop the light, and you couldn't get it to go ahead. Now, we're out in Smithwick, so we actually get it 11 minutes before y'all do. Okay, they didn't fall for it. But anyway, but you couldn't stop it from coming up over. You can't stop it. You can't stop the light. This is unfailing. You're not going to be able to stop it. So it's going to spread out. Go far, go deep, go high, you can't stop it. Love is so wide that it includes everyone. For God so loved the world. It included everyone. I don't care if it's a man with green toenails. I don't care. I don't care what their beliefs are. God loves them. I'm not saying their behavior's right. I'm saying, but God does love them. God, I mean, I don't know if there's anything wrong with green toenails, but you know what I'm trying to say. Okay, but love will go so wide that it includes all of us, no matter what we've done. No matter what we've done. It's so long that it lasts forever. Eternity. This love that he loves you with, this person of love, forever will be glowing on you. Forever. If you came in, you're going to be in it. Amen. So it's so deep that it'll reach the lowest, most depressed, most horrible persons. The most horrible persons. Brother Copeland and some of the others have gone to death row a lot of times and ministered to people who have murdered serial killers. Not murdered serial killers. They're serial killers. Not cereal. They didn't murder cornflakes. How am I going to get out of this one? Okay. They were murderers. They were cereal killers. Okay. But did you know some of those people got saved? They turned their life around while they were in prison. And one of them asked him to come when he was going to be executed. Y'all remember that? Yeah. And he said, let me know. And he gave him a thumbs up. Yeah. I'm not afraid. It's all right.
Yeah. If God's grace was enough.
If God's grace was enough. God can reach the lowest, most depressed. That's why we need to pray, church. We need to pray for people. People that are hurting. The suicide rates. And if we just pray for people, if someone comes to your mind, you pray. If you see someone who seems to, just pray for them, because love won't fail. Love will go and reach this person. And it's so high that it'll move into light speed and take you as high as you want to go. It'll go every which way it needs to go. That's how love is. Love will not leave you out. Love will not leave you out. Remember you were in school and probably one time or another, everybody turned against you. Maybe that never happened to y'all. But at one time, everybody, you know how they would all trade off, high school, stuff like that. Blah. Anyway, God never do that. God will never do that. He'll always be on your side. Yeah, well, you don't know how bad I've been. No, that's not what it said. We're talking about God loving you. And if you receive this love, it starts wiping out all the junk. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, everything that I just said, it's so wide it includes everyone. It's so long it lasts forever. It's so deep it'll reach the lowest, most depressed, horrible persons. It's so high that it'll move into light speed and take you as high as you want to go. And this should not be just a play on words. It sounds cool, but that's not where I'm trying to go with it. This is the truth. This is Hesed. He's after you. He's a covenant lover, a covenant father. David went looking for Mephibosheth. He went to find him for one. He didn't know him. He went to find him because he was one left who there was still a covenant with. Still a covenant with that person. And he went to find him and he brought him back. He gave him all his stuff back and he set him at his table. Praise God. This is the God we serve. Surely this unfailing love is chasing you right now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is love. God is light. Love is light. Love never fails because God never fails and light never fails. God is light and in him is no darkness at all. God is love and listen, perfect love casts out fear. Does it? Scripture, 1 John 4, right? So, perfect love pushes us out. That doesn't mean you loved perfectly. That's God loving perfectly. Okay, so if you walk in the light, you will not fail. Why? Because a fear-free life is a failure-free life. Everything, every downturn is based on fear. It's just based on fear. I won't make it. I can't make it. What if I die? What if I'm sick? What if I'm this? What if we get broke? What if this doesn't work? What if they don't love me? What blah, 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 blah. It's all based on fear. But if you know how much love himself is after you, how much he really, really, really cares about you, that, and you really get a working knowledge. Yeah. A working knowledge of this love. Your life's gonna change.
Yeah.
He'll back you up. Covenant love. He was a little boy. He walked up to the shuffleboard table. He ran his finger through the shuffleboard table. And the men in the playing shuffleboard said, "Boy, get out of here. Get your hand off the shuffleboard table." So Brother Copeland backed up, 10 years old. And all of a sudden he felt a big hand on his shoulder. And his dad said, "You want to say something to this boy, you better say it to me." Now that's how God is about you. And then of course he took Kenneth up to the hotel room and said, "Boy, you need to keep your hands off stuff." But he corrected him, but he protected him. And that's your God. He'll correct you, but he'll also protect you. I know I've told you all that story. We're probably up to 2,000 times, and I'm going to keep telling it to you because you need to get the essence of that. It's like a scripture story. God is on your side. He's like a mama elephant with a baby, and he has a covenant with you. Yeah, and he's going to keep that covenant. He has a covenant with Israel, and he's keeping it. Amen. All right, so now, one of the major hang-ups is this, and we'll start coming down the home trail here. I must love, I must love, I must love, I've got to love, I need to love, I know I better love, I really don't want to love, but I better love. You know, it's this feeling. Actually, you just need to know love. That's first. You need to know love himself. That's what you need to do. You don't need to try to out of your flesh love everybody. Your flesh won't do it. But if you know love, then he's pushing fear out of you, which means you don't care. You don't care about being offended. You don't care about being rejected. You don't care about anything, because in your mind, you're just called to love the person, not put your eyes on whether they love you or not.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just don't know if anybody over at the church loves me. See, you're on me. What about me? What about me? What about me? Come on up here to the church and love everybody. You're going to find out just how much they do love you. See, that's what the devil wants you to do. He wants to shut you up, and he wants you to think, nobody loves me. Nobody cares what I say. No, 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 no. That's not true. God does. It wouldn't matter if none of us loved you, if God loved you, but we do. Okay, so you need to know love. It pushes out fear. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made in perfect love. So the love of God's pushing out fear. When fear is pushed out and away, love flows through. So know him first. Get a working knowledge of him first, and you won't be afraid. You know, the first time I ever snow skied, we were in Winter Park, Colorado, way up there. This was not bunny slope stuff. And we were 30 already. You're probably 32. Anyway, no, I'm kidding. No, we were probably 28 or 29. Okay, so anyway, so you're looking at this steep stuff, right? But you're going to actually, with those big things on the end of your feet, you're going to do this fast enough while this lift picks you up. And if you don't get on it, you're trying to crawl on it and hang on it because it keeps going. Yeah. Am I right? We even did it barefooted. I mean, with shoes on, and we had to get on it. Remember when we did that? Anyway, so, but when you're going up there, and then all of a sudden you're looking down, and then you got to deal with that if you have that problem. I have to deal with that too much. But then my heart starts beating a little faster because I'm coming to the end. Remember the first time you did it, and you're coming to the end, and everybody's, you know, and jumping off and turning and looking cool with her goggles on, and here's me and Deb, you know, and so we're coming up, and so we put our feet down on there, and you get off and you go around. Now, the first few times, Deb decided if she held on to me, she wouldn't fall, so she pulled me down. And so we made it back down. And then the second time, I said, Deb, you have to get off of yourself. Let me go. So what she did was she took both of her poles, and when we got off, she stuck them between my legs, and she went off. And then I tripped over and rolled. So, you know, you're learning to get up, and you're not that smooth at it. And you get... You get up, and then you're kind of, now y'all look at, y'all did the same thing. Y'all skiers, you did the same. So then I get up, and when I got up, I started sliding backwards. And I'm going down the hill, and I'm going backwards, and so I'm going all the way down backwards. And so I went, just fall down. So I fell down, and this smart aleck person skied up to me, blew the snow over on me, and said, "That's so good. When in doubt, fall down." I'm going somewhere, and it's not back up the mountain. But after I did it a few times, I was able to scoot over, get on the thing, go up, ski off, and look like a smart aleck, like they did. Not really a smart aleck. I never was really good, but we could do it. Why? We got working knowledge. We got working knowledge. And once you had the working knowledge of how to do it, it didn't bother you anymore. You didn't think about it. In my head still today, in my mind today, I don't see myself crashing and burning. See, Deb probably would, but no, I'm kidding. No, but I feel like in my mind that I can still do it. Yeah, because I did it. And once you do something and you get working knowledge of it, the first time you ever stood up to preach, you were like, everybody's looking at me. What am I going to do? But then after a while, it's like nothing, because he's living through you and love's going through you, and you don't care how you look or what you're doing. You're interested in getting something out to the people, and it changes the whole perspective. Well, that's what love does. Instead of walking in here going, well, I sure do hope Candace will talk to me today. She kind of looked at me funny the other day. I don't really know if they like me or not. You could just walk up to Candace and say, glory to God, Candace, love you, girl. You know, you could just be that person and let love flow through you, right?
Yeah.
Am I right? Are y'all here?
We're here.
Praise the Lord. Anyway, you could do that with skin too. So, but all rejection, all selfishness stems from fear. Greed stems from fear. I hate the prosperity message. That stems from fear. Religion is fear built. So, even before you start practicing real love, you need to know love himself, okay? So 1 Corinthians is saying this, love is kind. Love is not puffed up. Love bears all things. Love believes all things. Just to name a few. So what's it saying? God is kind. God is not puffed up. Get to know him. I'm going somewhere. So when you get to know him, his nature starts working through you. Then you're not puffed up. Then you're kind. Then his nature's coming through you. It's him. So then you have working knowledge. So, church, you will never do this on your own. We can't do this religiously. Do you need to love others? Absolutely you need to love others. But you have to do it by being empowered by love himself and have a working knowledge of love. You get him. You get what he's all about. And then he can't fail. Love never fails. When you walk in love, you're going to be that shining light. You're going to, darkness just won't be able to put it out. So I just hope that you see that to bring change into any atmosphere or any situation, you need to be living in this love vehicle. Live in the love vehicle. Amen. Just trust him. For loving people. Just trust him. Even when sometimes you feel like you might need to bite your lip because someone's being ugly or something. Instead of getting all offended, you can just go, they're either having a bad day or that's just the way they are. But I'm not going to let that darkness get on me. I'm going to be the atmosphere changer. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you answer darkness with darkness, you get more darkness. So if you answer or approach a situation with love, you get kingdom power on the scene. Why? Because God is love and love is light and darkness can't overtake it. This is real simple. It's real simple. And listen, his unfailing love is chasing you every minute. Just chasing you every minute. Y'all receive this tonight? It's just chasing you all the time. God loves you. You matter. You matter. Jana, you matter. Mata, you matter. Miss Jones, you matter. Dwayne, you matter. We matter in here. God cares about us. And this love that he has, we can actually use this in so many ways. This is who we are now. One more story and I'll sign off. Brother Copeland. This is Brother Copeland night. Well, which isn't, you know. So, he comes home, he's grouchy. Rah, 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 rah. And him and Gloria have a couple of words. And then he walks off and says, she doesn't love me. Deb's up here quoting it right now. Y'all can all quote it too. She doesn't love me anyway. And the Lord said, that's none of your business. And he said, what? He says, it's none of your business whether she loves you. It's your business to love her. That statement changed my life forever. And every time I pull back to that, it puts me not looking at the black dot. Oh, yeah. It gets me out of the black dot. And I go back to going, yo, that's right. It's my business. I'm committed to love. I'm committed to love you, whether you love me or not. I'm committed to doing it. I'm not going to back out. I'm not going to say, MJ, if you're mean to me, I'm not going to love you tomorrow. We're not on the playground, church. We will love. And that's one of the greatest things. The other thing I think about is when he was fussing and she just reached up and put her hand on his face and said, I'm going to find some way to be a blessing to you. We can be that kind of person. We can be that kind of person that we could reach out to one another and be a blessing Amen. Father, we thank you for the word tonight, and we thank you for your unfailing love. We thank you for blessing our lives with this love. You love the world so much, you gave us Jesus. And with him, you gave us all things. And we thank you for taking care of us and being a covenant God who will not fail us. You said in your word that you were a covenant keeper and you would not go back on your word. And you said you would hasten your word to perform it. And so, Father, we thank you for that. And we put faith in Hesed. We put faith in your love for us. And we just receive afresh your love tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's receive our offering tonight. If you would like, if you're out there and you would like to give online, you can give via text message. Click to VCHL and the amount you want to give to 73256. Click the link and complete your gift. Or you can find other ways to give if you go on our webpage. You can see, if you need to know how to spell 1 million, we're happy to tell you about that. Praise the Lord. We have things to do. We're church planners. We're global. We got to do stuff. Amen. Praise the Lord. So anyway, you guys ready? Father, we thank you for every tither and every giver. We thank you, Lord, for abundance. And Father, you've seen the seeds that we have sown. And we are all expecting a harvest from all the seeds that we have sown in the last few years. We thank you for it, Lord, that we're going to receive good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Men will give into our pockets in Jesus' name. Amen. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Goodbye. God loves us. Praise the Lord. Danny, if you'll grab a mic, let's pray over our fast real quick here, and we'll pray over the 7 points. We're not going to do like take a long time like we usually do, but let's just all pray together. You want to come too?
Whatever you want.
Come on. Okay. So, anybody else want to come? We'll just all pray then. Okay. So here's what we're going to pray for. I'll just call it out and you be praying. Okay. We'll go for the things. Father, in the name of Jesus right now, we just thank you. We thank you for this fast. And we thank you that we are drawing closer to you and hearing you in Jesus' name. Every moment we draw nearer to you. We thank you, Lord. And Father, as we do, we are praying for an awakening for the body of Christ. We are praying for an awakening for America and the nations. We are praying for an awakening for Israel. We are praying for the 2024 vote. We are praying for ministry breakthroughs, personal breakthroughs, and for preparing for what will be coming. Kibraste boso kurandana la mosivre beke subri aste vese, kishom lavrabarab kolondaranda la mosambre beke tivrabako savra, eskelevre beke tubri osta masa katishki londaranda la mosam, rebeke tubri asta baski tola vrabako sinderenda la mosavre, ege lavrabako to lavrabako tondaranda la mosivre, iste vese kital lavrabako sav lavrabako sim. Okay, thank you, Lord. Kamre esta vasa katosa. Kalavre beketon darandala mosam. Reste vasa to lavrabarabakosam. Rivrabakoto lav, rebakosim. Deste vesa borobako lavrabakosim. I heard this one thing already. I heard this, and we could just pray along in this just for a minute, and we may have more of an interpretation here. But I heard the Lord say, you'll not just, get closer and hear me better, but I'm releasing power. Yeah. I'm releasing power. Yes. Yes. I'm releasing power. I believe he's saying it that way. You know, when you back up to a heater, you get warmer.
Yeah.
So it's happening that way. But also on our fireplace, we can back up to it and we'll get warmer. But you can also turn the fan on and the whole house gets warm.
Springboard.
Springboard. Okay. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Let's pray just a minute more. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. If you get something, you can come up here and tell us. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. Father, we thank you for protecting the vote. Protect the vote, Lord. Protect the vote. Father, we thank you. We thank you for protecting every person's vote. Not just for who we're voting for every person's vote. In Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for correction in the voting system. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you that America is great. We declare it's great right now. We thank you that we remain a sheep nation. In Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name. You got something?
You had said just specifically you wanted to pray for tonight the Christians going to vote. And so.
Okay, yes.
We lift up to you right now every member of the body of Christ across the United States of America. Father,
yes,
we thank you,
Lord,
for the awakening on the inside of them of the importance of them going to the ballot box and casting their seed.
Yeah.
Father, I thank you that it's awakened on the inside of them of what your word says about voting, what your word indicates about the importance of setting in judges, setting in leaders, setting in governmental leaders, Father. Mm-hmm. I thank you, Lord, that the topics that are covered by these individuals, Father, that it's their eyes are enlightened to see what your word says about such topics, and they're able to clearly lay out what would be your choice. Who is the one that you've appointed for this time, for this season, according to your word, who follows your values, who moves the way that you move, Father? I thank you, Lord, that they are prodded to go to the voting locations, that they are prodded to go forth and do what it is that they're called to do. Father, your word says that we should do our civic duty. And so, Father, that they would go do their civic duty to vote for those coming into office. Father, that they wouldn't make it a low priority item, but it would be a high priority item in their prayer life,
it,
Father, and by
thank
action,
you,
that they would be doers
thank
of what
you,
your word has called them
thank
to
you,
do.
Lord. Yes.
And I thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord, for it. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, let's move on through it. Sure.
Father, I heard the specific names of nations coming forth. So, Father, I thank you that during this fast, we are specifically hearing names of nations. And as we hear them, we declare that they know the word of faith, not just by one place, but they know how to declare your word by faith. They know how to speak your word in faith. They know how to believe in their heart and confess with their mouth that Jesus is Lord, how to speak in other tongues, Father, how to be filled with the Holy Spirit, the understanding of the baptism of love, the understanding of how to move and operate in the gifts of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Father, I thank you that there is a divine outpouring in nations where we see significance of almost like a word of faith explosion taking place
thank
in these
Lord.
Nations, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you light them up to us and we see them and we call them out in Jesus' name. Father, I specifically speak over the islands. I say that the islands will see your glory.
Yeah.
The islands will see your glory. The islands will see your glory.
Yeah.
I thank you, Lord, for the rising up of your people in the islands, that they come to the forefront of who you've called them to be. They come to the forefront of what you've called them to do. That there are signs and wonders
thank
and miracles
you,
taking
you,
place on the islands, Lord.
Thank
I thank you, Lord, for the explosion on the islands. Father, the explosion of your goodness on the islands in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Smith Wigglesworth said when the islands come in, Jesus will return. He said it'll be one of the last moves of God. That he prophesied that. So that's a good aim. That's a good aim. I felt that we needed to say this, and I'm pretty sure you have this right in your thinking, but remember, the people of a country are not necessarily the regime that's leading them. You hear people say in other countries, America's bad. Well, Americans aren't bad. I mean, some of them do evil, but that doesn't mean we're all a bad people. We need to remember that for China and Russia. That there, we have Christian brothers and sisters in these countries. Iran. There's a lot of Christians in Iran. a lot. And so we need to always remember that, and that it is the regimes that are running, the evil things that are running them. And I'm just believing for awakening with the Muslim people in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Marilyn Hickey found favor with them, a woman preacher. That's unheard of. And she could get into any Muslim place. And I don't know if she still does it, but she's awesome. Praise the Lord. God is good. Are your hearts clear? We just want to lift up these as we go on these weeks. So what we prayed for, please continue to pray for. And you got something else? Let's see.
Well, you said that, so Father, I just lift up to you the underground churches.
Yeah, yeah.
Father, I thank you right now that there is a strengthening. Father, I call for the resources, the people. And, yes. And when you said that, I thought of Dr. Yonggi Cho.
Yes.
And, Father, that there would be messages like that that are coming out. That, mm-hmm. Father, where they've been tried to, press them down, where they've tried to get them to cut off what they believe, that they would do what they did in Acts 4 and said, we press harder now. We press further now.
Yeah, yeah,
we
yeah.
go further now.
Yeah.
We
Thank
speak
you,
more boldly
you,
now.
Lord.
That we will not be ashamed of the gospel, but we will speak. We will speak the word of God, and we will seek the miraculous power of God taking place in Jesus' name.
Thank Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
That's good. God is good. People are going to see. Amen. They're going to. You know, before Rick Renner went into Russia, there was nothing. He actually got on TV there. He was the first Christian to walk into a TV station and buy time. It was unheard of. And so he goes in there, and I can't tell the whole story right now, but he ends up getting time. And then lo and behold, he brings a woman, blonde-headed woman, Gloria Copeland, in there on TV, and they loved her. And that was unheard of in Russia. And if you don't know this, Russian Christians are all Word of Faith. They don't know anything else. They don't know. They don't know, the other religions. And I mean, there's some Orthodox stuff, but they don't know all the charismatic Christians. They're all Word of Faith people. They all understand authority. It is the only thing they were taught. Because we were the ones that went in there and did it. And so what a blessing to go in knowing that God is good. You know, that you can use your faith, all these things. And they do.
And Pastor, he paid cash for that time on TV. And they used that cash to just keep the television station open.
Yeah, yeah.
They used his cash for that.
Yeah.
And if, I believe, if I'm correct about the story about Miss Copeland, he accidentally took the wrong VCR tape. They plugged it in to play it and went, who is this? We like her, you know? And that's the rest of the story. All over the world.
Yeah. Praise
all
God.
All throughout Russia.
Amen. So why can't that happen to all the other nations? It can. And you know how it starts? Right here with us praying. You know, if we can't go, we can send. And we can send our prayers. And I believe that's what we're called to go some, but we're called to send. Obviously, we can see that. We've been doing it for years now. Sending, bringing Jews home, sending people, doing what we need to do. Amen. Let's stand up. Praise the Lord. Right on the clock. Hallelujah. God is good. Don't think you're not doing anything. You're doing something. You show up here, you pray, you praise, you worship, you receive the word. You're doing something. You're doing what you need to do. You're serving God with all your heart. Amen. And we're grateful. We're grateful for you. We love you. Thank you for all of you who serve. It's amazing. It's wonderful. We thank God for the Helps Ministry. We're about to tell you we're going to throw you a party. And so you'll hear about it. The Helps Ministry is going to have a party. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. Everybody good?
Yep.
Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victors in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.